Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. We had a great show. Great show. I can't wait to introduce you to somebody that was out in the world, understand what it's like to be like the rest of us, like you, like me, how to look at what a game changer in one's life could be, and then looks at how do I rise up? How do I boss up? How do I take where I am in life and get to where I want to go? And then once I've done that, how do I help other people become boss up babes? That's Carissa Atkins joining me here today. We're going to talk with her in a minute from blah to baddest.
That's what you're going to go with? Wow, I give you credit. The attempt is there.
Okay, all of you AM FM people that audit this AM FM, there we go.
You're like,
and you guys that are on my case about playing Coldplay, I actually reached out to them almost a gazillion years ago and asked them permission. Now, I have to dig up that email to get it to all of you. So here we are today. And I was just in this space this morning, and Linda, you can almost see Linda's face saying to me, thank God you are talking to Carissa today. You better be talking and getting some Carissa juice going on with you, because here we are with someone that went through her own mental, physical transformation and then didn't stop there. You know, she went on to be a certified life health and master coach. She went on to say, now I know this for myself and I am going to help other people, because that's really what this is about. That's what this show has always been about. She's a motivational speaker and she's somebody out there that says, look, I will meet you where you are and we will take this journey together. So it doesn't matter. Take a look at yourself right now. And I'm just saying, everybody, just be in the space to know that whatever you are, whoever you are more than enough. And if there is something you want to change, this is the show. This is the person you want to connect with. Because Carissa believes in one thing. She believes in many things. But the one thing I know about her is she is right there to help you boss up. Chris, it's great to have you. Good to joining us here today.
What up? What up? Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for today's show. Thank you.
I know. Bada bing, bada bam.
I love it.
But you know, look. Let's take a look about what I said. Let's just take a look about. What is that? You know what that is? I was thinking about Olivia Newton-John this morning. So I'm all about the walkabout. But there's been a time in your life, just like there have been times in my life, where you didn't think you could up anything. Mm-hmm. You know, your most important position was really either staying low, staying down, really staying in a place where you didn't really have much hope. You know, so I talked about game changing for you. Mm-hmm. What was that time in your life like?
Well, we've all been through so many challenges and struggles. So to really give you the bird's eye view from, you know, abuse to a very toxic, you know, abusive relationship in my teens as well, a young mom. I think the biggest moment though that I really bossed up was 11 years ago. You know, I used to weigh 213 pounds. And on the outside, like my life looked amazing. Like no one would have ever guessed that I was feeling depressed, that I was feeling low, that I had zero self-confidence. Like my worth was crap, right? Like, yeah. It was just so terrible. And it was so easy to play in the victim mode, like play that game of like, oh, woe is me. And I believe that we all have like this moment in our lives where we are like slapped across the face with honest truth. And then it's our job to either take that truth and stay either where we are and stay stuck and stay miserable, or we can like literally boss up. That's what I call a boss up moment, but like we can literally change our lives. And as I struggled with finding like true happiness and balance and self-love, my weight got out of control. And as my weight increased, everything else in my life suffered that much more. Like, I truly believe that living a healthy life is my foundation. It's my core. And I didn't believe in myself. And so how can I expect anyone else to believe in myself either? But my confidence, it was fading, like I said, and my health and my self-care took a huge nosedive, and I felt like my life was spiraling out of control. I don't know. I'm sure many people can relate to that, even just with the year that we're coming out of, but this was 11 years ago, and 20 years ago, my life felt like I was spiraling out of control, right? So I feel like that repeats, but I just don't allow myself to stay stuck. I had a huge life-changing moment when I was
going to ask you that. I was going to ask you, like, when you got that lightning bolt, firecracker, cherry bomb, boom moment.
Well, it's a two-part moment, which is really cool. So the first part was I was sitting in a doctor's office, and she looked at me, like, square in the eyes, and she said, Carissa, you're 5 foot tall. You're 213 pounds. If you don't change your life today, you're not going to be living 10, 15 years from now.
Wow.
And like, that was a smack in the face. And honestly, at that point though, Pat, I was like, how dare this woman call me out on me? Like, I hated my body. I already was ashamed and embarrassed of it. So who is she to talk like this skinny girl talking about how I'm obese and how I'm fat? And I just took it so personally. But it wasn't until the very next day. I had walked my son to the bus stop. I stopped by my good friend Jamie's house. We smoked probably a pack of cigarettes a day, at least 3 cups of coffee. Like, that was my morning on repeat. But I got home, I sat on the couch, and for the first time in my entire life, I looked at a picture of my mom, and I saw all 320 pounds of her. I saw, you know, her obesity, her lack of energy, her cancer, her diabetes, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. That was the moment that I was like, Carissa, if you don't freaking change right now, like doctor said, you're going to be just like her, just like her. 10, 15 years from now, you're going to be dealing with cancer. You're going to have zero energy, you know, and you're just like, the quality of her life was so crap. And don't get me wrong, I love my mama. She taught me so many things, and I love her to death. But she taught me, you know, that it's so important to take care of yourself, because she did it, right? Yeah. She led by example of what I didn't want to do.
Yeah. You know, what you're talking about is so important, because I am really struck by the similarities. But, you know, with my sister, I knew her, I knew the struggles, I knew why she did what she did, I knew how she got to be what some people said was close to 400 pounds. And I knew that upon her death, which was hard to believe, that was my moment, really, when my sister's lying on a hospital floor and she was too heavy for them to turn over so they could give her oxygen, and she died on that floor. And, you know, when I thought about that, and it took me a lot of years later, though, to realize that I could either do something different or not. It really is that simple for me. I could either do something different or not. I don't have to. I don't have to. But what you're talking about is shifting either a legacy or shifting a pattern or changing something. And you learned something from that, didn't you? You learned how to. And I think that's the struggle for a lot of us when we know we've got to make a change, right? We know something's got to happen. But then we just don't know what that next step is. And so what was that next step for you? Because I just gave a brief description of the certifications you have. But a lot of times people say, great, Pat, You created crust busting because you are a giant crust ball sitting on a couch. But what the heck did you do? Yeah. I mean, how did you do it? Did you blow up your remote control? What was that moment of action for you, Carissa? What was that?
So sitting on the couch. And I'm going to tell you right now, Pat, I do think that we all know what we need to do.
Oh, boy.
So the honest truth right there is you freaking know what you need to do.
I do know.
But it's so easy to stay stuck in that place of overwhelm because we feel like we don't know where to start, is what I think. So I had this big epiphany, right? I'm like, oh my God, what do I need to do? Like, I don't know what diet, I don't know what workout, I don't know what, like all these things were spiraling around in my head until the moment where I got real with myself. I said, Carissa, you do kind of know how to take care of yourself. I mean, I didn't grow up being a chubby child. I didn't. Like, I was an athlete. So I knew I had to eat to perform. I had to, you know, move my body. So I was like, okay, what do you already know how to do? And what do you need to do? And I allowed everything to kind of spin first. And then I wrote it all down. And then I was like, okay, now what are those two things that like I could really do, like really do consistently that are going to leave the biggest impact on my life?
Can you hold that thought?
Yeah.
I want you to hold that thought. I want you to hold that cliffhanger two-thing thought.
Okay.
Two-thing thought. And thank you for calling me out right there. You're right. I do know what to do. But two things, right? Because you knew what it was like. Two things. So how do you get from being crusty on the couch, crusty Carissa on the couch? How do you get from there to be a champion of health and wellness transformation and a leader in her field and a boss up babe? Let's take a short break when we come back. Those two things, don't go away. There are two. She may throw another one in, but there are definitely two. We'll be right back with Carissa Atkins.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. Let me ask you, how do you start your day? Do you wake up anxious and on edge, already feeling the pressure of your giant to-do list? Or do you wake up feeling calm, collected, and excited to start your day? Here's the little secret. How you start your day sets the tone and foundation for the rest of your day. A stressed morning creates a stressed, just reacting to everything day. A calm and connected to self-mourning leads to aligned and confident choices that help you reach your goals. So take a good look at your morning routine. What can you do to set up a healthy foundation for your day? To get some ideas and a sneak peek into my own Coffee with the Universe morning routine, go to www.coffeewiththeuniverse.net.
that's all we're saying. That's what we're doing. Yep. Today, blah, blah, blah. From blah to betis. You have to look that up to see what that word is. I don't want to get Benny in any trouble by saying it.
Appreciate you.
We're talking about health transformations, but we're also talking about life transformation. And joining me here, Carissa Atkins, before we go ahead with the two things you did, like 1-2 punch, how do people find out about you? How do they work with you? All of the above. How do they listen to your show?
They go to the best way to get information. Go to Google, hit 365, dailyhustle.com. You will be able to check out everything there is to know about me, my story, my amazing Boss Up Babe radio show, my programs, my speaking, everything and anything is on 365dailyhustle.com, even my free training.
Absolutely. And when you go there, she's got a really cool thing she says, which I love. I love this. It is boss up to the next level of awesomeness. And when you go there, not only are you going to find that, but you know, Carissa has been on radio, television, because she's speaking to us at a time where we can hear this. And she does it in a way that enables you to know that she has been here, gone through it, knows what to do to help you realize that you too can get up to the boss up. You can get to the boss up in your life. You could say goodbye to the blah. Mm-hmm. And what that means is there are things we do. So please go check it out. Now, look, I wanted to hold off before the break because I asked about the do question. What did you do? What do we do? What do we do? And you said there were two things. So tell us your 1-2 punch.
All right. Two things. And everyone's going to be a little different. But my two things, as I said, Carissa, you need to stop eating so much food and you need to start moving your body more. Go from sitting on your booty to actually moving it. And then stop eating so much. I like to look back and I'm like, you know, those were the two habits that I shifted. I am the queen of habit change. And I love helping people shift, you know, their old way of thinking and believing and their habits, because that's the easy stuff, that behavioral stuff. But at the end of the day, I was like, two things, right? Eat less, because you have to remember, I was coping with food. I was stressed out, not feeling great, depressed, on lots of medication. And what did I do as comfort? I turned to food. And I turned to cigarettes and I turned to booze and I turned to work, just like so many people do. We numb out the pain with something. And I numbed out my pain with food. And so I just realized, I was like, you don't even know what clean eating looks like. Like, what the heck is clean eating to begin with, right? Like, I didn't know a diet. I didn't know anything. I was broke as like nobody's business, right? Small Air Force family in Germany. And I had no idea. It's easy to think, well, I don't have any money to hire anyone and all that good stuff. But again, I want to go back to, you know what you need to do. So I stopped eating so much at one time. I would go, Pat, I would eat lunch and I would eat 2 or 3 or 4 plates full. And I would make reasons why. I would make up stories why I needed to eat that much food at one time. So I just was like, it's a non-negotiable. You are going to not eat, you know, more than you need to. You're going to stop when you're hungry and you're going to like, we all know when we need to kind of stop, when we're like, yeah. Oh, one more bite and I'm unbuttoning these pants, right? Yeah. I mean, we kind of know that. It's our job to listen to it. So I listened to that little voice inside my head. And then the other thing is movement. You know, I remember I didn't feel like I belonged in that gym when I walked in that day. I had a hoodie up. I had, you know, like everything was zipped to a T. I didn't want anyone to see my body. I didn't feel like, I was like, who am I to come into this gym? I don't belong in here. But I was like, you're going to do it. You're going to suck it up. You're going to do it. And my first time on the treadmill was 5 minutes long. And I remember sweating. And I remember thinking, this is so ridiculously hard. And who's looking at me? And like all these different things. But I said, Carissa, you're going to do it. And you're just going to do it because you know what the alternative is. You've seen it firsthand. Your why is your mother. Your kids are there. They need you. Your husband needs you. You need to be the leader of your life. You need to just step up and become the boss in your life, the CEO. So those are the two things that I did. And I freaking became a master at them. And then I started bossing up other habits. But 2 things.
Yeah. Don't you find it fascinating? Because I too did the same thing with myself, really secretive in the gym, right? With the gym membership. Mm-hmm. And what I realized is, oh my God, these people are so engrossed in their own workout program. They don't even see me. They ain't looking at me. They are just like, I'm not even here. They're just like, yeah, unless I crush myself with a dumbbell, they are not going to be looking at me. But, you know, what's interesting is, boy, isn't it freeing once you do it? I want to say one thing. Benny, what we're doing today, what Carissa is doing today, is there is a free 60-minute health jumpstart coaching call she is giving away. This is valued at $400+. So this is a woman that doesn't just talk the talk, she walks the talk. And one of you out there, and please, when you call in, this is yours. Benny's going to get your information, your phone number, your email. I will call you back. It is a free 60-minute health jumpstart coaching call. Because today is the day. It doesn't matter where you are, what you think is going on in your life. Free with Carissa. 1-800-930-2819. Say hi to Benny. Give him your information, especially your phone number, and off we go. Now, how did you feel after that?
The first one was terrible. I wanted to puke. Right? But it, like anything difficult, right, it becomes easier. And with every minute on, you're like, okay, I think I can go for 10. And you just start to like unravel this gorgeous like sense of confidence within. And even at that point, it was still so tiny. But I was like, well, if I could do 6 minutes, I could sure as, you know, I should sure do 10 minutes. And it turned out, like, I got to this point of like 12 minutes on an elliptical machine. And I was like, okay, this is kind of boring. Not that it's not challenging, but it's boring. And I was like, okay, I know I need to, I'm a people person. I always have been. So I said, you know what? I'm going to join a class. I'm going to join a boot camp because I need to meet other women. You know, I'm surrounded in an Air Force gym and I've got all these guys in that gym. I don't feel like I belong in there. So I was like, okay, how can I feel like I belong and do something fun? Because this elliptical stuff is like for the birds and it's So I joined a boot camp class and I remember every day outside showing up, pushing myself a little harder, right? Even though, I mean, it was 10 million giant steps, you know, forward. But we all have to start somewhere. And man, I felt like I had my tribe. I felt like I had women who I could, like, they knew what I was going through. Yeah. And that was one of the best parts.
And, you know, I want to talk about this because it's one of the things that I realized in my journey, and I want to touch upon this with you. You are the HC queen. You are the habit change queen, okay? And what you're really talking about here, and you're breaking it down so beautifully, Carissa, is that you took one habit, changed it, another habit, changed it, another habit, changed that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we think we have to engulf the entire elephant at one time. And I know that has been my Achilles heel, mm-hmm. right? And that's why what we're offering today and what you've come forward to offer today is this fantastic free 60-minute health jumpstart coaching call. That's with Carissa. It is valued over $400, and this is her pay it forward to one of you out there that wants to do some habit changing, that wants to start on that journey. So give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. I want to talk with you a minute about habit change. Because I think if we approach it like that, then we are not building a monumental structure that it would take an entire construction crew to put up. We're building foundational pieces. Then maybe we put up a bunch of 2x4s. Then maybe goes in a window, right? Then maybe you decide, I'm not going to have one floor of a house. Man, I'm going to make it a 2-story. But you're approaching it one crust-busting layer at a time. Tell us about that approach and how did it get you from where you were to just being boss up in the group exercise class? Because I could see you now in that class.
Yeah, girl, I love teaching those classes now. Well, it's been my approach, 1%, right? My business is 365 because I truly believe that if I took out everything 1% at a time, a year from now, 1% better every day, that I would be 365% better a year from now. Like, that's just how I take it. Like, always go small to achieve my big, big goals. Yes, I want to go big, right? Where I think that's one of the biggest mistake that people make is they try too many things too quickly. And then they get frustrated, defeated, they feel like a failure, and then they're right back in this nasty habit loop of, I've tried everything and nothing seems to work for me.
Yeah.
So it's so important to build on one habit at a time. And that is how I literally bossed up. It went from, you know, cardio, you know, workouts to boot camp classes. So I was like, okay, I think I can do that a little bit more. So I'm going to push a little harder. And this is a 5-year transformation. I was able to lose 90 pounds in 5 years. And I say lose 90 pounds and keep it off is what I should say, because that's the more important part. Everyone can lose weight. Losing weight's easy. Yeah. It's the consistency and it's the habits that truly, that's what I preach on. I'm like, we have to build habits that are going to last a lifetime, you know, a lifetime of change. And so I don't know. I feel like the losing even 5-10 pounds gave me the confidence to try something else. And then a new habit kind of came into formation. And then when I mastered that, you know, like I came into this habit. I mean, it all just starts with starting to take care of yourself. I think that's the big thing, is that's a form of self-care, is loving yourself and giving yourself permission to try new things. And by changing up your habits, like I said, food went from just eating less to now cleaning up the diet, right? Not less processed, less boxed, more homegrown, more dinners around the table, to food prep. Like, I'm a freaking ninja at that. And it's so easy for me to teach my clients to do the same thing. And what I've done in 10 years, I am literally teaching clients in 10 weeks.
And that's really what I want to talk about when we come back, because you and I, we have perhaps what we might call the hardest habit. And it may not be what people think. You know, maybe the hardest habit isn't about eating that third slice of apple pie. Maybe that was not the hardest habit. But when we come back, we're going to talk about what that hardest habit was, but what is underneath it. You know, what was the struggle as I watched my sister just try so hard to fit in that size 8 dress? She tried, but was she really doing it for herself? And what is it about not being able to negotiate that part of your life? When we come back, we're going to talk about the double H's, the hardest habits, because the queen is going to help us bust right through them when we come back. And by the way, what are non-negotiables? Like, I'm thinking a lot about this with her. What are the non-negotiables? When I decide I'm going to get up and do table tennis again, what will be the non-negotiables for me? What will keep me getting towards the goal? How about you? How about cutting up those food items maybe a day before? When we come back, we got some answers for you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the queen of habit change, boss up babe, Carissa Adkins. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your Care Hero tip of the day. During all Care Hero journeys, the need to keep track of a lot of information arises, some of it critical. Possibly the greatest challenge Care Heroes face is the gathering and organizing of information. Just as every trade has a power tool, whether an electric drill or a laptop, my family's Care Hero power tool was the three-ring binder. We generated a mini library of labeled three-ring binders, one for each category of information, complemented with additional spiral notebooks used to detail medical appointments and episodes. This unfussy and convenient system of binders helped my family stay organized and able to deliver the dignified care and end of life my parents desired. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 12 Pacific here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I am so thrilled to have Carissa joining me here today. A couple of things. We still have, I was told to speak slower. So for those of you out there, this is free. I just want to say it. It's a free 60-minute health jumpstart coaching call with Carissa. It's free. We just need one of you that wants to start and jumpstart your life to just call Benny. And actually, we have a 1-800 number. Or go over to Facebook and say, hey, I'm in. I want to do it. 1-800-930-2819, or let Jacob know on Facebook. We'd love to give this to you. And by the way, we'll keep this offer open for those of you that want to call in this hour or the next, because I know some of you work and you just can't. We've had people call from their stairways because they can't leave their office. So don't worry about it. We got you covered. But first, look, how do we work with you? And where are you located? And how have you set this Boss Up Bay business up so you can work with people anywhere?
Anywhere. Okay. Yeah. Well, easy question, Pat. I'm actually in New Mexico. Me and my husband are stationed here at Cannon Air Force Base. So if you're really looking for the Boss Up Babe, you can come find me. I'm in almost every gym every day. However, I get to work with clients all around the world, right? And it's so beautiful. It's such a an amazing thing. I have a coaching program. It's called Reclaim Your Best Life. And you literally log into your coaching calls through Zoom, right? It's easy. We are all very, very familiar with how that works now. All of my VIP calls are done over the phone. I'm helping my clients boss up and reclaim their best life. All over, whether you're Pacific time, Central time, Mountain time, Australia, doesn't matter where you are. I help women all over the world boss up and get healthy.
I love it. And what's your website?
365dailyhustle.com.
Look, I want to get back to this little hardest deal that I mentioned before, the hardest habit. And, you know, I thought about this a lot in prepping for the show. And I had to think about which one was, quote, the hardest. And what I mean by that is maybe I had to jumpstart it. Maybe it was a progression. Maybe I had to lean in and learn it. All of us have a hardest, right? But it's not a showstopper. It just may be take a little bit more something, chutzpah, something to get past. Mm-hmm. Tell us about those hardest moments And you, of course, know that. So you coach people through those moments. But do you have a hardest moment?
I do. As much as I'd love to say it was food or exercise or even smoking, it's not. It's even harder. And I have to continue to work on it all the time. It's negative mindset thinking.
That was mine. You can't take that. That was mine. Okay. But let's talk about why that's our hardest.
It's so hard to rewire my thinking of not worthy enough or not enough. I mean, and this, the reason why it's as hard as is because it is so, something is so ingrained in my brain from a childhood experience that I am my biggest crap talker ever, right? Like you walk by the mirror and you're like, oh, you look gross in those jeans today. Or someone gives us a compliment. We're like, oh, these old shoes, I got them at Goodwill, girlfriend. Like we always want to downplay being awesome. And we are our worst critics. We are like everything we could do. Like I could be like, oh, my hair isn't so great today. Like, right. So I had to, the way I shifted negative talk, right? Because I feel like it's the spiral. And this happens even with habits, with like health habits, anything like that. We always, it shifts us in our thought process becomes like super negative. So how I continue to work on this, because this is a habit that I'm still working on, is I have to create this level of awareness. Like first off, just addressing that that my negative mindset can sometimes get the best version of me. Like coming aware of like, okay, so when I hear the negative crap talker in my head go off, I literally stop the thought and start, and then I shift it or I pivot that thought into something more productive, more healthy, more positive. I'm literally a positive junkie. It drives my husband crazy. He's like, you're always reframing things. And I'm like, that's what I do as a coach, right? Like I'm always reframing. But to do it to ourselves is tough. It is tough. That's one of the hardest habits that I continue to work on daily.
And, you know, that was mine too. And I thought about like how seductive it is for the moment. And that's my word. I think about these thoughts as being really seductive, to almost being seduced into believing they are going to enrich my life because they come through so amazingly expansive. And yet the thought is not going to get me to where I want to go. You know, the thought is not going to get me from 2 brand new knees. It's not going to get me from there to championship, to become, you know, to get back to playing championship table tennis. That thought is going to tell me, oh, maybe this ache, maybe you're never going to make it. You know, you're never going to be able to do this. You're not going to move this way. You're not going to move this way. And then I realize, seriously, girl, you're like 3 weeks into this and you're already walking without any help. Ah! But they show up.
Yeah.
Even I like, you know what my favorite one is? Let's talk food. Boss up, babe. Let's talk food.
Let's do it.
Let's talk food. My favorite one, my favorite seductive, not helpful thought. Hmm. Here it is, everybody. You know it's coming. You know it's coming. It's okay for me to have another giant piece of that pie because I'm feeling my metabolism is just so good right now. I just feeling like I'm sitting here at this table filling my face, but I'm moving when I'm eating. And I think I've already burned off. Oh, and I'm going to slap that whipped cream on it. Ooh, because I'm burning it off as I speak.
Yeah.
And that's the seduction I'm talking about. I don't know what your mind says to you, but my mind would have me believe sitting on the table for 2 hours that I'm burning something off so I can have that second piece of pie.
Yes. We will justify through storytelling and thought process of like anything we want to have accomplished, right? Like anything we really want. So it's funny you mentioned that because a lot of my clients have that story of I deserve this because I worked out. You know, I don't get this because I didn't. It's either foods are like punishment or comfort. And it's funny because a lot of people think that they're like, oh, well, I worked out today, so I deserve this. I'm going to get it. Or when I eat this, I'll just work out even harder tomorrow. It's okay, Carissa. You'll be just fine. Like our thoughts are so powerful. Like, they'll either take you to your destination or they're going to totally keep you playing stuck in that crappy world of like, woe is me. So watch what you think. But that's a hard habit to break. I know it is.
But you see, I'm aware of it now. And, you know, I love Linda. I love my best friend, Linda, who's been staying with me. And I'm moving into a great new apartment. And so I'm excited about that. Of course, I can't do very much. And that's the thought I tell myself, which is totally like a bogus. Yes. And Linda's great because you're sitting here and you're icing your knee and you're on the couch and you got all these buckets here and you're like, oh, and Linda's like, I got you. Sit on the couch. I'm going to bring a table and stick it in front of you so you can sort through this. And so when that comes in, you realize, what is that story that I got playing in my mind? What is it about food? What is it about exercise? But let's jump ahead, boss of babe, to this one. And I think I'm going to go ahead and skip break. Let's jump up to this. Never, ever going to be able to be like Carissa. I'm never going to be able to have an abundant life. You're lucky if you could just take those 10 pounds and call it good. Now, the work you do goes beyond us joking about apple pie, which is not a joke. That's really the things I tell myself. Okay. Because what you're doing and what you've done is you set a baseline in your life, mm-hmm. and you kept going up. Mm-hmm. Tell me in that journey what the non-negotiables were for you and what are they today? And then maybe I'll share mine.
Okay. All right. I love non-negotiables. Okay. So at the end of the day, non-negotiable, right? Like there's no story that's going to get in my way of this. I just get it done. So I started 11 years ago was non-negotiables. You're not going to get a second plate of food and you're going to work out every day, 5 days a week, non-negotiable. I don't care all the stories and excuses in my head every morning that I'm like, oh, you don't need to work out today, Carissa. You worked out yesterday. Like all those things. I shut it down. I'm like, okay, that's nice. I hear you. And now I'm going to boss up again. So 11 years ago, it was those two non-negotiables, exercise, body movement, and food, nutrition. Okay. At the end of the day. Now over years, fast forward 11 years, it would be my sleep, non-negotiable. Like I'm 30, almost 7 years old. And I go to bed by 8 o'clock for the last 7 years. My child has tucked me into bed. My girlfriends make fun of me because they're like, oh, dinner reservations are at 7. Are you going to make it through? I'm like, nah. Right. So non-negotiable. I am asleep by 8:30 every day because I get up at 3:30 and I choose to get up and work out in the morning because otherwise, hey, we all have that awesome excuse called time that gets in the way. Yeah. So I squash that excuse and just do it all before the world wakes up. But anyways, my sleep, non-negotiable, my exercise, non-negotiable, and my food, I've leveled up. It's no longer, you're not going to eat a second plate. It's not going to, you know, you're not going to clean up your diet. It's food prep. It literally clockwork, right? So every Sunday or Saturday, depending on the weekend, I am food prepping. And people will be like, even when you work from home now, like you food prep? Because all that started when I was in the corporate world and I caught myself always on the go and like being out in a meeting and I would need to just grab something from Taco Bell. And so I started food prepping and I still do it to this day. 10 years later, food prep ninja all day long. Like I can whip out 50 meals for $2 a meal in less than an hour and a half. Yeah. Like it's golden. And then the other non-negotiable for me is it's my spiritual practice in the morning. It's whether it's, and every day is a little different depending on what I need, but the time slot is in the calendar, right? It says spiritual practice, whether I'm reading, writing, meditating, journaling, that's time for me to set my intention with who I need to be that day so that I show up in the best version of myself. So those are four we could keep going on and on because that's what I've created. I truly believe that rituals and routines and habits help chaos feel calm, right? Like we all live in a chaotic life. We're all come from different styles. But I feel like I've just handled my life so much easier because I have a little bit of structure in it. So I'd love to hear about your non-negotiables.
Well, you know, all of those things are really cool. And I just want to say right up front to folks, if you're thinking, what is she talking about? What is Carissa talking about food prep? You know, I want to give a couple of simple examples from my end, and then you can jump in. You know, one of the things that we always look at when we're trying to prep or make food or how we're going about that, for whatever meal that is, we look at the daunting exercise of cutting broccoli up. And we look at the daunting exercise of that, and we say, dang, I don't have time to cut my broccoli up. I just, like, we ain't doing the broccoli, ain't cutting it up. And what I realized is that you can take 10 minutes any day and cut up 4 to 6 crowns of broccoli. Because when I eat broccoli, look, girlfriend, I'm eating that broccoli. Wow. I'm putting some good stuff on that broccoli. I'm putting garlic and olive oil on there, and I'm eating that broccoli. So when I eat it, I'm eating it. Just get out of my way. I don't care if I have anything but the broccoli. And I cut it up. And I realize if I cut up 4 to 5 crowns of broccoli and I put them in little glass containers, I have broccoli if I want every day. And once we figure that out, broccoli, zucchini, onions, whatever that is, those good things. How about the meat you're prepping? You could prep the meat, get it ready. I found that if you spent an hour on a Sunday, just an hour, or on a Saturday, just 1 hour. Let's start with an hour. And you decided, I'm going to prep a something. It's such an enormous relief. And then the other thing that I discovered along the prep thing is start small. Start with something that is your most agonizing prep item. You don't like cutting up zucchini? Okay. Take that on, cut it up and put it in there because you love eating it. So that's one of the things. The other thing is I bought a little food prep thing. I bought a little machine. Like, I got this little machine that it's electric and you put your thing in it and you can make like squirrelies or you could cut it. So my food prep, sorry, I'm cheating now.
Yeah.
Is this cheating? Am I cheating?
No. Okay.
I didn't know if using a device like a power tool was cheating on that.
I always say press the easy button.
It's it. And that thing I got cost like $20. It was great. But here's my non-negotiable. And boy, it took me a while. And Benny knows this. Benny was on this journey with me. When I was so sick, the only thing that saved my life was this show. And I kept paying for airtime. In a world that my friends wanted to have me committed, they just didn't get it. And I never told them that my cells had actually stopped working. But I kept doing this because I talked to people like you. And I heard things like I heard today. And I wrote them down. And I made a mental note. And so Linda's worst nightmare is, what do I hear in a show that I immediately am going to implement today? But here's the thing. I interviewed somebody one day with a lot of pain in my body. And her name is Deb Engel. And I never forgot this. She wrote a book, The Only Little Prayer You Need. Now, I thought, seriously, I've interviewed like thousands of people. And I'm like, this can't be it. And Linda says, you got to interview her. You got to interview her. So I interviewed her. And here's what I learned. And we're going to take a call. But this is what I want to say. Teresa, thank you for this question. How do you handle people that show up as roadblocks and slow down forward progress? I'm going to answer it, and then Carissa is going to answer this for you. I had to learn this prayer, and it's called Thank You, God. That was her prayer. This is a book, an entire book. And what she did is she wrapped it up into whatever shows up in your life. Thank you, God, for this blood work report. I can now change my life. Even if the blood work doesn't say good stuff, right? Thank you. And it's not just God. It's God, Goddess, Universe. Thank you, Universe. But Teresa's right. And I want to bump this over to you. Can we do that even when there might be people showing up in our lives? One, that are roadblocks, slow us down, but more importantly, they don't want us to change. Teresa's question, how do you handle this?
I'm going to give you some hard truth, Teresa. Maybe, maybe not.
Well, you're talking to me too, sister.
Yeah, okay. So the biggest thing here is there's always going to be negative people in your life. It's your job. It's your responsibility. I call to do a good old detox. Now, so one thing is, if you can get rid of those people, get rid of them. It's okay. I give you permission right now, in case you're waiting on someone to say it's okay, to do that, right? You don't have to have those people in your life. It's your life, okay? And I learned this a very hard way, you know, and until I was like, I am done with it. And so I want to ask you to let go of those people. Like, you don't need them. Cut the cord. Get some help if you need to with doing that. The next thing that someone always typically says is, what if I'm married? What if they're my partner? What if it's my boss? Like, these are negative people. They're freaking vampires, and they will suck you dry until you have nothing left of you. And I'm going to say, that just takes some soul searching and some self courage. And that's a boss up moment. That's a boss up moment that you can either say, I can either choose to keep these people in my life and I can allow them to affect me, or I can say goodbye. And it's a tough thing when it's people. It's easy to say no to things, material things that could hold you back. It's so hard to do it with people. But when you are surrounded by strong women who have your back regardless, you know, like I have your back. Like, I would love to follow up with you on this, because, you know, take it offline, find me on Facebook, whatever that is. I want you to know that someone's got your back. Yeah. And it's your life. You have to own that.
I am so glad you said that. And Teresa, yes, you will absolutely be able to chat with Carissa about this, because that is a tough one. And I found myself in that situation, and it was very hard because, you know, we're talking about family members. Maybe we're talking about siblings. And this is the hardest thing to do. You know, sometimes we have to step away even for a short period of time, right? So that we can build our strength. We can build our self-confidence. We can build an understanding of what we are capable of, so that when we are addressing these folks that pop up in our lives, we are reminded of what to do. That is one of the tough ones, isn't it? What you just did. Teresa, thank you.
Yeah.
That was.
And Pat, can I just say,
yeah, please.
She comments, right? It's a roadblock.
Yep.
I've never come across a roadblock that I have not figured out how to get around, dig under, or jump over, girl, because you gotta get over that roadblock. It's not a mountain. Anything is achievable if we want to achieve it. So yeah, I can't wait to talk with you.
Yeah, thank you. Look, first of all, thank you so much for joining us here today. How do people tune into the show? And again, how do they work with you? Let's get them from here to you.
Yeah. So the biggest thing there is, you could, again, go to 365dailyhustle.com. There are so many different ways where you could book an actual epiphany session. You could book, let's just talk, let's collaborate. The website really does host anything, but I'm on Facebook. You can direct message me. I'm on Instagram. You can, of course, follow me. But the best thing is, you've got to take the first steps to reach out to me first. And then I will promise you this. I will make sure you are hooked up on all the different directions. But 365dailyhustle.com will totally get you into my inbox.
And, you know, thank you for all that you're doing. Also, they can listen to your show, of course. We need to make sure they know how to do that as well.
Yes. So they can listen to Boss Up Babe Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I am live on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 12:30 Pacific time. So wherever you are, you can tune in. You can tune in live. I love taking questions. And I'm actually back next week on my own show. So Boss Up Babe.
I love it. All right, you're not off the hook yet, Boss Up Babe. Thank you for today. Thank you for everything you do. I'd love to know your personal message. What would you like to leave us with today?
Follow your heart. It'll never steer you wrong. Follow it. It's your job too.
I love that. I love that. Get that jackhammer out, Benny. Carissa Atkins, everybody. Boss Up Babe. I am Dr. Pat. And again, please remember, this is not a journey you have to take alone. That's why we do this show. That's why we bring people forward. And I know Carissa is here very, very intuitively adjusting to the energy of help you need right now. I know it because I know it for myself. Carissa Atkins, I'm Dr. Pat. We'll see y'all next time.
Apple off my head and Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.